cards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Kia ora, Justine. How are you?
Morning, Rachel. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We have got some questions for you. If we are ready, we can jump straight into it.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, this one's a sort of festive-related one. I don't really like Christmas, and my co-workers are saying I have to be in the Secret Santa. Do I have to participate? I don't want my colleagues to think I don't like them. I just really hate Christmas.
Oh, no. let me take this from an employment law-related answer and say that you don't have to do anything that's not in your contract.
Okay.
So if it's not specifically in your contract that you have to do Secret Santa, you don't have to do Secret Santa. As a Jewish person, I always participate in the Secret Santa, but I love Christmas, so I'm not going to comment on that. But yeah, it's not in your contract, so you certainly don't need to.
There you go. You can use your actual contract to get out of work Secret Santa if you don't want to.
Absolutely, yeah.
Someone says, I don't have enough annual leave to take an extra week off work, so I want to take unpaid leave instead. Does my work have to accept this or can they deny it?
So we've discussed this on the show before, but all leave is negotiated and by agreement. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, there are times where you'll apply for leave and that might be declined for genuine business reasons, and there needs to be a genuine business reason when leave is declined.
Yeah.
But it is by agreement and negotiation. So just like your annual leave, if you ask for it, they should be able to, you know, you should be able to come to an agreement, and if not, there should be a genuine business reason.
That seems like a fair point. We have got someone who's asked, I injured myself and ACC told me to take 3 days off, but my work doesn't have anyone to cover me, so I had to go in. What are my rights here?
Well, your rights are that you are entitled to take those 3 days off as per the medical advice you've received. And at the end of the day, it's really commendable that, you know, you care so much about your colleagues and your workplace that you went in. But to be honest, it's not your responsibility to find cover when you are injured and sick. You know, that's why we have things like ACC and mm-hmm. sick leave. So I would say to you that, you know, your rights are that when you are sick or injured, you know, and the medical advice is you need to stay home. That is your right. And it's not your responsibility to find cover. And I would say it's quite disappointing that you felt pressured to come in despite that.
What would be a good course of action to take from here? Obviously, this has already happened for this person, but
yeah.
Is it worth having a chat with your boss about it?
I certainly would, and just say, you know, I would push back on that quite a lot, to be honest, if you feel comfortable. And if you don't, just talking to your coworkers, because, like, if we all agree that when we're sick or we're injured, we don't come in, then, you know, no one feels left out as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you all kind of agree that actually that's not something that's okay, and from now on we're all going to say no if that happens, because you don't want to feel like the odd one out.
Yeah, totally. Good advice. We've got quite a tricky question here, actually. Someone says, my work has a casual dress code, but I feel uncomfortable about some of the things my co-workers wear to work. Do I have any grounds to complain about that, or do I just have to put up with it? That's a tricky one.
Well, look, I struggled with this question a little bit because I couldn't really think about what someone could wear that would be so, you know, affronting. And I thought maybe if someone came into work with, like, a slur just, like, on mm-hmm. a T-shirt, that would be terrible. And I think, like, you know, if something specifically... And I actually just want to... And I'm not even joking. Like, I'm saying, like, if someone's wearing something that is targeting, you know, marginalized people, or is, like, offensive, and we can all agree is, like, offensive in some way, then, you know, certainly you'd have grounds to talk to a manager about that. But I think I generally go by the rule, like, it's not really my business, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
What someone's doing with their body, how they choose to present themselves, as I said, unless it's actually targeting, you know, groups or something like that. So that's kind of what I would say. I'm sorry. And that's not the answer this person wants, but yeah, I do think if they're just not wearing clothes you like, you just kind of have to put up with that, because, you know, maybe they really like the clothes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, I think that's a good point, a very good point, Justine.
If it's a perceived propriety thing, if they're going, I struggle with having feelings I don't understand when I'm looking at a lot of bare skin in summer, that's just kind of, you gotta get over yourself, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, like, I actually think a lot of the like, you know, formal attire and stuff in business places is very exclusionary in a lot of ways for people with different types of bodies and things like that. So I don't like to, I think holding people to those standards, you don't know what's going on for them and why they're wearing what they're wearing. And I just think, you know, I just go by, like, none of my business, and I don't know what's happening for them, and it's their choice and their body.
Exactly. You know? I think that's very, very good advice, Justine. Just let people live their own lives, you know? Thank you for all of answering all of these questions today. We've got a couple that we will probably touch base on next week. People are really getting into their kind of Christmas party questions at this point. So we might save some of those up for next Monday. And also, sorry to people who have just sent in some texts. We will make sure we read those out next week with you, Justine.
We will send them through.
We will.
Can we get a Christmas-themed theme jingle or no?
We'll get some sleigh bells in the background. Okay, we can talk over sleigh bells.
I'm in the spirit, okay? I'm Jewish, and it's Christmas. I'm into it.
I love it.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you so much, Justine. Have a lovely rest of your morning.
You too.
Yeah. Go, guys. Take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.